I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Pear Productions and Sierra Way Media. This is your Eastern Sierra News. For today, we're going to go to Benjamin Costle. He's the public information officer on the Rocked Fire. We're also going to talk with Lisa Cox. She's a part of the emergency services for the Inyo County. We're going to go to that interview that we had with them right now.
Hi, I'm Lisa Cox, emergency services manager for Inyo County.
And my name is Benjamin Costle. I am a public information officer with the Rock Creek, with the Rocked Fire.
And we're going to start with giving an operational update real quick with some stats with Ben, and then I'll get into evacuation statuses, roads, stuff like that.
Thank you for that, Lisa. Yeah, no. So as of right now, we're at about 18% containment. The fire is just under 12,000 acres, and we have about 1,000 resources on scene working diligently to get this fire buttoned up as fast as possible. We know there's been a lot of stress on people, like with recreation plans and wanting to get out there on the John Muir Trail and everything else. And so we've just asked people to really like call that fire information number, which we'll make available. Check in with us before you go out there. And if you're out there and you're worried, go ahead and come on out.
Yep. So our fire information line is 760-350-2742. And we also have an email address if you'd like to reach out at 2026.rock@firenet.gov. So that's our information line. You'll get one of our information officers and they can respond. And then I'm going to touch on evacuations because they have been in place for quite a while. We know that folks are anxious to get back in their homes and get back using the roads and trail systems. So we have a couple of dynamic different things going on in addition to a forest order closure. So lots of apparatus out there, lots of dangerous firefighting efforts are happening out there, including really technical aircraft maneuvers, dropping water, assisting hotshot crews on the ground as well. So they're attacking that western flank of the fire, which is moving up the mountain in extremely steep and rugged terrain. If that fire continues to get established moving north, which it very well could, with the thunderstorm activity, winds in the afternoon, which pretty much wakes it up every afternoon, and it moves a little bit up mountain, up slope, and then sometimes at the toe of the slope in lighter, flashier fuels. So firefighters need to secure that containment line as soon as possible so that is not a threat to Big Pine. So until that can be secured and they can get really decent interior depth on their mop-up operations, they're not going to be able to release any evacuation orders because the threat still remains to those communities. So Big Pine is not evacuated. It's just the area below Big Pine. That's in an evacuation order statuses. And then just south of that on Fort Independence, there's still evacuation warnings in place. So, you know, just have your bags ready and packed to go. If you have large animals, you know, it takes longer to get your animals out of the way. So make sure you have a plan for that. And lastly, the other reason that we have evacuations still in place is the power issue. So LADWP is working super hard in this heat to replace 172 power poles. And we're talking power poles, and it's not just in the dirt. It's in lava rock and extremely difficult terrain. So everybody's on generator power over there for now, but we can't let people go safely back into their homes until those hazards are cleared and the power is restored. So it might be a while before that changes, and we don't have a time frame for that. So those are the two main concerns. So we have to tie off that northern western flank of the fire so it doesn't threaten the community of Big Pine, Big Pine Creek. If that fire gets established in Big Pine Creek, that is a wick into the community. We do not want that to happen, right? Winds are pushing potential spot fires that direction. So we want to make sure that we are not doing any unnecessary repopulations because it's going to be really hard to get people back out if we need to evacuate again. So we want to save people the trouble. In the end.
Yeah. You know, and you bring up a really good point, Lisa. One of the main questions that we've taken out the information line has been people asking us, when is this fire going to be out? When is it going to be contained? And while I don't necessarily, we don't have an answer for you for like so many of the reasons that Lisa just talked about, the bottom line is that those firefighters are out there. They are working their tails off to get this out as fast as possible, to button this up. Many of the people that are out there on the line fighting are your local firefighters. They're from your area. They're from the Inyo National Forest. They're from Big Pine. They're from all around this local area. They want to go home too. They want to put this to bed. So while we can't tell you exactly when this will be, this fire will be contained, we are working night and day to get this done as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. And we have all the resources we need. So, you know, it's not every fire that you can get all the resources that you order. And we have that on this fire. So that's the good news, is that we have all the type 1, type 2, and type 3 helicopters we could want to do that the technical maneuvering in the mountains, the big water drops from the Chinooks. So we have all of the tools that we need, and those Alight hotshot crews are getting inserted deep in the wilderness, and they're coming from all over. So most of the San Bernardino National Forest, Angeles Forest, Cal Fire, San Diego is even coming up, Riverside, San Bernardino County Fire, they're all here. There's a Type 3 team in place managing the incident with Cal Fire. So we're in good hands.
Yep.
As far as managing this fire. So we ask for everyone's patience in the evacuations and road closures. Pay attention to the Ready Inyo website. We also have information pages for Cal Fire and on the federal side for InsaWeb, it's called. So you can go to those websites and look there for the latest info when it's publicly available. They're working so hard to get that 395 fully open. So keep a lookout for that, because that could be coming soon, and get the both lanes fully open on the southbound on the 395. So that's a priority as well.
Yep.
And they're making great progress on the eastern flank of the fire, which is right up against the west side of the 395. That's all secure. We call it black line on the map, which just means that we've mopped it up and there's no threat to the line. There's no threat for it going over the highway and establishing on the east side. We don't want that to happen. We made off pretty good with that. We were really concerned about that during initial attack. And on Tuesday, we were super concerned about the fire establishing on the east side of the highway and making a run towards Independence. We had contingency evacuation plans in place, but thankfully that didn't happen. But we are not in the clear yet. That is why evacuation orders are still in place. So if you haven't signed up for Genesis yet, I highly recommend you take 5 to 10 minutes out of your day and get on the Ready Inyo website and register for alerts. Make sure you put your phone number and email address and an actual physical address in your profile. If you don't put an address in your profile, you're not going to get the notification you need. So this is a great time to do that. And you have me to call if you need help registering. My phone number and email address is on the website as well. You can reach out to me and we'll get you settled. I don't want anyone having any technical difficulties with registering. So let me know if you need help. That's all I have. Do you have anything else?
I just want to say thank you to the community. We've been out there. We've been talking with them. The amount of support and love that we have received from the community has been given back to the firefighters. We talk about the community support every morning in our daily briefs. And again, just thank you from all of us working on the fire. Thank you to the community for the support you've shown. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.